You know, this week we're highlighting the parallels of isolation at Kalaupapa and our current isolation. We explored a book on Kalaupapa name places yesterday. Today we share a tale about a tree, the Chalmunga tree. You can find one growing at the UH Manoa campus next to Bachman Hall. We were there earlier this year with a Master Gardeners group that set up an exhibit to draw attention to its storied past. We were not far from a flagpole on a very blustery day in February. Gardeners Capone Ryan and Julian Lipscher recalled they first discovered the tree as part of a tour on notable specimens on the Manoa campus. That was an introduction to a tree which was used as a treatment for leprosy, thanks to UH chemist Alice Ball. Master Gardener Julian Lipscher picks up the story.
For probably 6 years, I'd been volunteering over at the National Park at Kalaupapa, working with their cultural resource management group on restoration of old grave sites. So I had, you know, an opportunity to think about Master Gardener group, Chalmunga tree. Was there a Chalmunga tree at the settlement? And called up their natural resource management chief and asked about that. And they thought, well, one of the patients thought there might have, could have been, and we don't know where. And it's unclear if there is one now. You know, it's part of Kalaupapa's history. St. Damien, Father Damien, would take baths as part of, I guess it was the Goto method, using the oil from the Chalmunga tree to relieve some of the nerve damage and the pain that was caused by the disease. And of course, Alice Ball, you know, was able to synthesize the oil into a water-based injectable. So a lot of threads came together to knit the National Park Service, CTAR, College of Tropical Agriculture, Human Resources, the Master Gardener, our Master Gardener group, and Kalaupapa together, you know, for a story. And this is our story.
But your whole intent was to be able to make sure that this tree was included in Kalaupapa's history.
It is part of their history. And it's part of the history of the disease. It's part of Damien's legacy and St. Marianne Cope's legacy. It was part of the legacy of the U.S. Public Health Service that built a hospital there at great expense in the early 1900s that failed miserably because they were doing an experiment that further separated people from their community at Kalaupapa. So it seemed like a natural confluence of effort to bring the Chalmunga tree back to Kalaupapa and to, you know, further our knowledge, propagation of trees from the Master Gardener program.
And Capone, you have a personal story, a connection with Kalaupapa.
Well, actually I do, but I didn't know that. I mean, at first it started where we took that tour with for the campus arboretum. We came across the Chalmunga tree and we went, oh my gosh, this is a Chalmunga tree. And we went through all that process as Master Gardeners. So if you consider a parallel universe, is I'm working towards the Chalmunga tree side of the story. But somewhere in the mainland, my cousins are working on ancestry and trying to track that down. And they find out that we have, I have a great grandmother who's buried in Kalaupapa. But as they're coming to that conclusion, and I'm coming to the conclusion that I'm going to go to Kalaupapa in October, they're going to come out in August. They said, did you know about this? And I said, no. So we went ahead of time to be able to track that down. And suddenly it's like, I have two sides to the story. I have this science, love for nature, botany side, and then I have a personal story with my great grandmother who happens to be buried there. And to be able to get from the health department and from the National Park Services information on her and pictures of her, and I am just moved because for our circumstances, the family had been broken up when great grandma had been taken away and the kids had been fostered out. And so there was always talk about, what is this all about? Why did grandma let you go? Why did mom let you go? And that kind of stuff. But it wasn't until we started getting more and more information about the situation on Kalaupapa that we actually figured out that, and there was healing for the family, is it was because Hansen's disease had separated us. And in Hawaiian style, it's hana. I mean, you know, kind of mysterious, cannot talk about it. So there was a silent side to grandma and what happened to great grandma. And but this whole thing with the chamuga growing and with my great grandmother just came together. And so it was an awesome, even deeper and special time. I went to a meeting with Kalapapa Ohana. I happened to meet my cousins there, who are part of the Nihipali family. And they expressed, just to show you how Hawaiians are all tied up somehow. So these are my cousins. And he expressed is that in his ancestry line, in Kalawao and in that area, his family were ones that had been displaced when the Hansen thing had come. So they were originally settlers there, Hawaiian settlers there, who had to move or could stay, or there were different things. But they were some of the original people that received the lepers in the beginning and fed them and took care of them and considered them part of family. So I have it from different sides. I have from my mother's side is my great grandmother who's buried there. And I have from my more or less from my dad's side. So my Calabash side from my dad's side, the people that may have received her.
Was your family able to do the research through the state archives and the health department records, that kind of thing?
Health department and also the Kalapapa Ohana people as well. And then also, you know, this ancestry.com thing is just tracking everywhere. And then we went through the legal papers because, you know, now they have the things where in land court, the information is now being translated out of Hawaiian into English. And that was helpful too, to be able to track the names on the law and the land grants, etc. So
you visited her gravesite.
And I visited her gravesite. So actually was able to go there, Oli, and put lei on there, and was there's such a such a peace when you come there. So you know, people tell you different things about Kalapapa and the sadness, but I had gone to my great grandmother's gravesite. I'm sad. I mean, not sad. I'm doing my due respect and my honors. It's facing towards the ocean. And Richard tells me, turn around. And I said, why? And he says, turn around, just turn around. And I turn around, and there's a big recreational spot with a large playing field and mountains on top and everything else. And he shared with me is they had a life. They had a life that was filled with joy and filled with all kinds of other stuff. They had horse races on one part, potlucks here. And so I could see for myself that this was gravesite to one side, to the ocean side, and to the mountain side, there was a playground where there was happiness and there was joy. And yes, there was separation and hardship and loneliness and all that breaking up of family, but you could also see that there was beauty and grace and joy at that one spot. So I don't know, it all came together for me.
And we were reminded that in the early 1900s, there was a population of 1,100 or 1,200 people. So there was a community. And as you know, Kapuna was saying, there was bakeries where food was going, there were marriages, there were children who were born there. To this day, there's a volleyball game on Wednesday evenings right across from where the bar used to be. So yes, it was the separating sickness, but also it was a time where people made the best of a difficult, very difficult situation and brought a degree of fulfillment, happiness, joy, pleasure into their lives, which shouldn't be forgotten.
Which shouldn't be forgotten. That was Julian Lipscher and Kapuna Ryan, part of a Master Gardeners group, working to keep a part of Kalapapa history intact by sharing the story of the chalmuga tree. The Park Service has propagated seeds from the Manoa tree with plans to replant them at Kalapapa in a nod to the settlement's history. And after some TLC by the Master Gardeners, we were told that the chalmuga tree on Manoa campus bloomed last spring, something they say that they had not seen happen in quite some time.